This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So we have, as of this morning, three vaccines that look incredibly promising. The University of Oxford and AstraZeneca have joined Pfizer and BioNTech and Moderna in reporting great results. And they have reported those results incredibly quickly, less than a year, to get multiple vaccines. The old record? The mumps vaccine, which took 4 years to get to market. From Washington, Marketplace's Scott Tong has more now on how we got here so fast and whether there might be some trade-offs for going too fast.
The World Health Organization held its first emergency meeting on a dangerous new virus back in January.
The evidence points to human-to-human transmission in the context of close contact.
Just days before, researchers in China published the virus's genetic sequence. It showed a virus with a signature spike on the surface. And this let drug companies immediately spring into action, says virologist Angela Rasmussen at Georgetown.
Moderna and Pfizer and all these other vaccine manufacturers started adapting that spike protein sequence to their particular vaccine technology.
Vaccine makers have benefited from a host of time-saving steps and strokes of luck. For one, this virus closely resembles other coronaviruses.
Vaccines were developed for both SARS Classic and for MERS coronavirus. So we could use that pre-existing base of knowledge for this virus.
The first two drug makers out of the gate this spring were Pfizer and Moderna. They use a vaccine technology called messenger RNA, which is built for speed. Rasmussen explains how normal vaccines are made, using the flu as an example.
They are manufactured in embryonated chicken eggs, and you basically have to inject it into that chicken egg, wait for the virus to grow up to large quantities, and then you have to chemically inactivate it.
That's a lot of steps. Messenger RNA requires neither eggs nor chickens. Jason Schwartz, vaccine policy scholar at Yale, says the mRNA injection only delivers genetic instructions.
Essentially, the human body does the vaccine manufacturing, if you want to think of it that way. So it's a slimmed down package that gets you into the pipeline sooner.
Meantime, the U.S. government brought its own turbocharger this spring, a $10 billion program called Operation Warp Speed.
We ramp up manufacturing of the vaccines while we're running the phase 3 trials.
That's program head Moncef Slaoui in a government video.
If they turn out to be efficacious and the FDA approves them, we will use them.
The idea is the supply would be ready to ship out immediately. The government is also funding what Schwartz calls a terribly expensive step, recruiting people to join vaccine trials. Tens of thousands signed up in mere months.
That's a testament to, I think, the researchers and the efforts to reach potential research subjects. And it's also, I think, a testament of individuals who volunteered.
There's one last time saver to mention, the trials themselves. Now, the key question in any vaccine trial is how many people end up sick, and a trial needs a certain number of sick people before it can wrap up. Now, for these coronavirus trials, the subjects only have to get mild COVID to count. Peter Doshi researches drug policy at the University of Maryland.
If you're measuring a severity of illness that's very common, like mild illness, you will get there much faster than measuring severe illness, which happens less frequently.
This worries Doshi. He says severe cases that lead to hospitalization or death are what really matter. But the trials, as he sees it, are not designed to focus on severe cases and whether vaccines prevent them.
We're not studying them in a rigorous way to find out. So what we'll be left with is this maybe.
Hurrying up can bring other trade-offs. The early vaccines from Pfizer, Moderna, and now AstraZeneca required two doses. And Jason Schwartz at Yale says that requires a lot of tracking people and hoping they return for a second shot.
Even just getting people to get one dose of the influenza vaccine, we're lucky if we hit 60, 65% of the population. And that's after many, many years of flu vaccine campaigns. So two doses will be that much harder.
A separate vaccine being developed by Johnson & Johnson takes just one injection. Its trials are still ongoing, but tortoises have been known to outrun hares. And the first vaccine to market isn't always the one that's given to the masses. So we need a lot of runners in this race. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.